Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. I aim for 7 hours of sleep every night, but it's more like six if I'm lucky.
I'm getting to bed on time, but can't fall asleep as quickly as I used to. A recent poll revealed 60% of American adults experience insomnia a few nights a week.
Unfortunately, they're not just suffering bad TV. Studies show people who sleep less than 6 hours a night died earlier than those who got a full 7 hours. My wife tells me to exercise more, hoping it'll help.
That's an interesting thought. Is there a connection between sleep and sweat? Evidence does show exercise improves sleep, but new studies reveal not in the way we thought.
In a study of women with insomnia, half the group was inactive, while the other half did 30 minutes of moderate workout several times a week. After 4 months, as expected, those in the active group slept 45 minutes to an hour longer each night, woke less often, and felt more energized.
But the scientists were surprised to find in these women's journal entries no changes in sleep 2 months into the study. It took a full 4 months for their sleep to improve, much longer than expected.
Ironically, they also did not report sleeping better on the days they exercised. Instead, they noted a good night's sleep helped them exercise better the next day, which suggests sleep may influence exercise more than the other way around.
It's possible people with sleep disorders have different brain wiring. Their stress system is hyper-aroused and requires a prolonged exercise regimen to overcome. But you can do something about your insomnia now. Improve your sleep by avoiding caffeine in the 8 hours before bed and try to get to bed at the same time every night.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.